feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They sing
Sagar Murli, 14th April, 2021. Third para. Meaning of service. In fact, the meaning of doing service is very subtle and deep. Doing service is not just cautioning someone about mistake, but no, you have to send them subtle vibrations with your power of yoga and burn away their impure thoughts. This is most elevated, true service. Together with that, you also have to pay attention to yourselves. Attention to yourself. Not just to your thoughts and actions. You must not even have impure thoughts in your mind, because their vibrations reach many others and subtly cause a loss which would create a burden for you. This burden then becomes a bondage. So children, be cautious and also do this divine service of others. This is the alaukic duty of you serviceable children. Those who do such service should not take any service from others. Even if you happen to make a mistake, correct that for all time with the power of your intellect's yoga. An intense effort maker instantly realizes as soon as he receives even a slight signal and transforms himself and pays proper attention as he moves along from then on. This is the duty of the children with broad intellect. So Baba has given four definitions of service. The first definition, with your power of yoga, burn impure sankalps, burn impure thoughts of others, rather than just cautioning them, with your power of yoga, help them. That is the first definition of true service. Baba said, true service is very subtle and deep. The second definition is attention. Mansa, vacha and karmana. On your words, on your thoughts, on your deeds. So thoughts, words and deeds. Even if you have impure thoughts, the vibrations would reach other. And that would become a burden for you. And later on a bondage. So, mansa, vacha, karmana. Thoughts, words and deeds should become pure. So attention on that thing is true service. That is the second definition. The third definition is, don't take service from others. Bring this for me, bring that for me. Hold my basket. Hold my bag. Keep this there, keep this here. Bring that thing for me, bring this thing for me. You can rather keep a servant than rather than asking others every time. Once in a while it's fine. But don't think of others as servants and yourself as an officer. So this is the third definition of service. The fourth, whenever you commit any mistake and you receive a slight signal, transform yourself with the power of your intellect's yoga. So correcting one's mistake is the real service. Not to take service from others is the real service. To pay meticulous attention to thoughts, words and deeds is true service. And first, power of yoga. With your power of yoga, you burn the impure sankalp thoughts of others. So this is the third paragraph of Sakar Murli of 14th April 2021. What is true service? Baba said this definition is very subtle, sukshma and deep, maheen. So underlying all the four things, is one important point, and that is attention. Be attentive, be cautious, be watchful ever, be vigilant. The more attentive you are, the lesser are the chances of disservice. The more attentive you are, the more is your power of yoga, the more your mind, speech, and actions remain pure and you become self-reliant. Self-reliance, that's a very good virtue. Somebody who is independent, who doesn't need anything from outside. He doesn't need foreign sustenance and foreign help. He helps himself. He sustains himself. He's not a parasite. Emotional parasitism. There are souls who are emotionally dependent on others. They have become emotionally parasite. There are souls who are intellectually dependent on others. That is intellectual parasitism. And that is causing them paralysis. Emotional paralysis. Just as when you get physical paralysis, you need support of crutches, stick, somebody's hand, anything. The similar manner. When you become emotionally paralyzed, where your emotions have become so weak and so dependent on somebody, that without that person, you can't survive. This is really a pitiable stage. Pathetic stage. So also intellectual parasitism. You are dependent on somebody. Suppose you are given some task. You have to give a speech. You start rushing towards people who can prepare speech for you. They will prepare speech and then you will learn it by rote and then ratter off like a parrot. So that's an intellectual dependence. Even spiritual dependence. Spiritual parasitism. Spiritual, that leads to spiritual paralysis. People say, that Murli was very good. Why don't you do a class on that Murli? Why? Your intellect has become paralyzed or what? Even spiritually, one should become independent. In fact, if you ask me what is the goal of spirituality, it is only one thing. It's not brahmacharya, it is not purity. It is just one thing, freedom. That's it. I want to become free from anything which is outside. Freedom from food. Because that is a foreign nutrition. Freedom from sleep. Freedom from tiredness. Freedom from old age. Freedom from death. Physical immortality. There are souls whose bodies have not died. Yesterday in our OPD, one person had come and he said in Abu, there are many Gupta yogis in the jungle. He works in the forest department here. So many sadhus take him and they say, they are souls who are invisible. And they manifest if you want. Otherwise no. Pragat. They come. Then you can see them. Their bodies as it is. As it was before. The greatest example is Babaji, who is said to be still alive. Mahavatar Babaji. That's mentioned in great detail in Autobiography of a Yogi by Swami Yogananda. His guru Yukteswar Giri, his guru. So all those, the greatest guru in that lineage is Mahavatar Babaji. He's said to be still existing in Himalayas. So, even physical immortality, it's all about freedom. I don't want any person. Yeah, that is there, another thing. But freedom from dependence on people. I don't want to depend on anybody. Woman, I don't need you. That is another thing. To be, there is a give and take happening here. That's fine. Somebody is in the department of laundry, somebody is in the department of toli, somebody is in the department of sabji, somebody is taking care of horse, somebody is doctor, somebody is a driver. So they are interdependent on each other. I am not talking of this dependence. This is fine. They don't create bondage. You don't have something. You go to the hospital and doctor has given you some drug and you are okay. It is just like you go to the market and you don't have shoes, you purchase. And so you keep on telling me, oh, thank you for 1 year that you gave me shoes. You gave money, he gave you shoes, finish. You are sick, you go to the doctor, you pay him, he gives you medicine, you are all right, finish. It's not dependence in that way. I am talking of deep mental dependencies, deep emotional dependencies, deep intellectual dependencies. So, the entire goal of spirituality is all about independence, freedom. Freedom from hunger. Where there is no hunger, freedom from thirst. There are 4 types of hunger. Physical hunger, emotional hunger, intellectual hunger, spiritual hunger. In Satyuga, all the 4 hungers are gone. That's why deities don't need to eat much. Because there is no hunger at all. They are not emotionally hungry, nor physically, nor intellectually, nor spiritually. They are full. This is the goal which you have to achieve now in Sangam Yoga. So, it's all about freedom. So, Baba has given 4 definitions of service. First definition, power of yoga. You create, you become so powerful within that you don't have to tell others that you have made this mistake or you are doing this or you should not do this. With your power of yoga, you burn their impure thoughts. It's a very high stage. Very, very extremely high stage. Such a stage can be available only to selected few. Only selected few, not all. And these are selected few, they would always remain incognito. They will never become, probably never become speakers or come on the stage. They will remain very much hidden. And probably, today is yajna, there are some souls who are so powerful that their name is not flashed anywhere. And they are the real yogis. Even outside. And there are people who even don't know about Brahma Kumaris, and yet they are yogis. There are people, probably they have never read any Murli or anything, and yet they get vision of that divine supreme soul. And internally they are connected with Shiva Baba. They do not know the name as Shiva Baba. They do not know anyone as Brahma Kumar or Kumari or even Brahma. But somehow they are connected to God through indirect ways and means. And they are yogis without any show of exhibition. So there are souls like that. So the first is, first service is I have to increase my power of yoga. It means I should get independent. I should get free from everybody. Free from contacting somebody regularly. Free from sending messages to somebody regularly. Free from talking with somebody regularly. Free from WhatsApp calls and video calls and SMS and emails. Free from sending good morning messages to anybody. Free from anything. Anything should, and nothing should become bondage to, for me. Because I have realized the real joy is not outside, within me. See, morning is so good. I enjoy morning sun. That's fine. But I should not get dependent on morning. Suppose there is an absolute lockdown, just it has started now, again. That you can't move out now. So you should not depend on place, weather, sunrise, sunset, weather, beauty, rivers, or any persons. It is independence. Because when I realize that real joy is within me, just I go within me and I have everything. The sunrise is within me. The sunset is within me. The Naki lake is within me. The beauty is within me. The nature is within me. The birds are within me. I don't need persons to talk with. There are hundreds of people who are in quarantine at present across the world. What are they doing? They are trying to contact with their relatives. They are so fearful. There is an atmosphere of fear in the world. There are only three diseases at present in the world. One, COVID-19. Second, weakness. What complaint you have? Too much weakness I have. Young people, they come with weakness. And third, fear. Parents are fearing because their children are positive and in some other place. Children are fearful because their parents are admitted and they are positive. So there is an atmosphere of fear everywhere. Yeah. Yeah, so everywhere there is so much fear going on. It's a fear which is killing people more than COVID-19. So, there was a railway employee. And once he got caught in refrigerator car. You know, refrigerator car? That cargo freight. Where the cold items of the are to be transported. That is known as refrigerator car. Ice cold, totally cold. So he got trapped in it. And then he started fearing. There was no way to escape because it got locked and he was inside that freezing cold. And the last word he wrote on the wall, I am dying, temperature is going down and down and down. Probably these are my last words. The next morning when it was opened, they found he was dead. But the temperature was 45 degrees. because electricity had failed that day. But that fear was there in his mind that I am entering an ice cold chamber and I am caught in that chamber and the temperature is below -40 degrees. So he died in that ice cold chamber, but it was not cold at all. So he was attentive, but it was a wrong attention. It was a wrong attention, and attention directed towards a particular belief system that it is very cold and I will die. And he wrote that I am dying and these are my last words. It is a true story. And he really died. So, wherever your attention is, there your treasure is. If I direct my attention to any person, I love him, I like him. Now my attention is towards him, then he becomes my treasure. Then I want to share everything with him. I want to share that there is a lockdown here now. I want to take out photographs of Madhuvanan to send to somebody. Then we take out, whenever you get any photograph of your childhood, then you start sending that photograph to your friends. You're dependent on them. You're not free. You're bound. Yes. With the power of yoga. The last stage of Brahma Baba was like that. Was he interested in sharing anything with anybody? No. Was he interested too much in hearing about the service news? No. He was not interested in too much voice at all. Sound. He was going beyond sound. The service had become last subject. The real service he understood is all of the power of mind. It's not about speaking. It's all about mind power. So the real service is with the power of your yoga, you correct others' mistake. Rather than telling them, oh, you do this, you do that. Do they ever get corrected even by telling them? Never. Rather they feel that you are egoistic and you are hurting their ego. They will forcefully do the same thing again. So that is not the method at all. So first is power of yoga, second is attention. Attention where? To your own mind. Because your impure sankalp can become a burden for them and then bondage. If you are creating any impure thought for somebody. That's why the goal is freedom. Freedom from impurity, freedom from waste, freedom from negativity. Freedom from physical dependence on anybody, freedom from emotional dependency, freedom from intellectual dependency, freedom from sharing, freedom from talking, freedom from everything. It's a journey. Freedom from all the digital devices. Digital detox. And that is important. That there should be some period of your life, of your day, when you are free from all the digital devices. Just that is away. Yesterday one patient came and he said, what I do at night, 9 o'clock I keep my mobile on the table and I then see it only next day. I don't see, touch it. And in another room. So, this all electronic zombies they make us. This so long as we are in the radar of this electronic device, they keep on affecting us. Some way or other. So there should be some time, should be totally away from everything. The goal is freedom. Freedom from everything, even this. Freedom from your mind, emotions, your memories, just as we discussed yesterday, thoughts, emotions, memories, desires, sensations, whatever that is happening. Freedom from everything, that is the goal. Weaknesses, everything. The third is don't take service from others. That's what we were discussing. This makes you a parasite. That makes you a dependent person. Your goal is independence. I am not dependent on anybody. That is the goal of spirituality. You are dependent on somebody's car. If you have to travel, you have to ask that person, oh, when are you going? If it is once in a while, it's fine. But every day you are dependent on somebody's vehicle. That is also dependency. Why? You can't travel alone. You are dependent on somebody to walk with you. To go for a stroll. Why? You can't go alone. You are dependent on somebody to go for food. Why? You can't eat alone. No, you need somebody to sit with you and to discuss. Why you want anybody? Take all the decisions on your own. You decide what I have to do in life. I have to become independent. And the last is, correct yourself. Even if you make any mistake in life, first of all, don't blame others. Take entire responsibility. It is my mistake. I have done it. And it is, I will transform myself. And whatever is the sin I have committed, I am ready for all the punishment. Let me take all the punishment on myself. And all and entire accountability of all my actions. Rather than blaming others, rather than blaming situations, circumstances, people, they have not given me opportunity for service. You have to create your own opportunities. Nobody is going to give you any opportunities. They are giving them more opportunities. People are against me. People are jealous of me. They talk against me. They are not good. They try to pull my leg. Your people are not good. I must go away to some other place. Why complain? Wherever you are at the best place. So, this is the real definition of true and subtle service. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Meaning of service. In fact, the meaning of doing service is very subtle and deep. Doing service is not just cautioning someone about a mistake. No, you have to send them subtle vibration, subtle vibrations with your power of yoga and burn away their impure thoughts. This is most elevated true service. Together with that, you also have to pay attention to yourselves, not just to your words and actions. You mustn't even have any impure thoughts in your minds, because their vibrations reach many others and subtle cause a loss, which would create a burden for you. This burden then becomes a bondage. So children, be cautious and also do this divine service of others. This is the alaukik duty of you serviceable children. Those who do such service should not take any service from others. Even if you happen to make a mistake, correct that for all time with the power of your intellect's yoga and intense effort makers. Instantly realizes as soon as he receives even a little single and transforms himself and pays proper attention as he moves along from then on. This is the duty of the children with abroad intellects. Sakar Murli, 14 April 2021. Om Shanti.